my name is Father John Hollowell, and this is the Epiphany of the Lord. And so one of the things that we hear in our first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. He literally spells it out. I think sometimes Isaiah has been called the fifth gospel, even though he's in the Old Testament, because a lot of the Old Testament prophets, like when you look back through the lens of Jesus, that you can see how the prophets kind of hint at it. But Isaiah, like, literally calls it all out and spells it all out. So in our first reading today, he literally says, you know, the nations shall walk by your light, and all of these other things. Your sons will come from afar. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. So he's literally talking about how the non-Jewish people, who are the Gentiles, will, once Jesus is born, will come. And so he's literally talking about the Epiphany, the visitation of the Magi to the child Jesus, literally 600 years ahead of time. He literally spells it all out. And so, and then our psalm response also picks up this theme as well, of the Epiphany. It says, the Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. And so again, I think what we need to recognize is that in Jesus, all of the Gentile people are now, even so the Gentiles are the non-Jewish people. And so what we hear, what we celebrate today in the Epiphany, is this idea that everyone is called and is actually invited to be a family, the members of the family of God, right? Not just the Jewish people. So the Jews thought that the Messiah would come specifically for them, and he obviously does. Jesus does come to save the Jews, but he also comes to save all of the non-Jews as well. So that's in a special way what we're celebrating this weekend. A lot of times there's been various epics throughout the church where actually the Epiphany was the greater celebration than Christmas, I think. And again, because that was the good news of Jesus spreads eventually to all of the world. And so again, and then in our gospel, Jesus then says, or in our gospel, Herod sends the wise men to Bethlehem. And again, the wise men represent all of us, right? All of the non-Jewish people who Jesus is called. And so again, you have some questions there below this video. So just invite you to discuss them with your group, and know of our prayers. God bless. Thank you.